sunrise, I see you in the rain. I see you in the laughter. I feel you through the pain. Everything that you have made is beautiful. Oh my God, I can't believe my eyes. But in all of this, to think that you would think of me makes my heart come alive. Your love is like a mighty fire deep inside my bones. I feel like I climb a thousand mountains all at once, and I never have to wonder if somebody cares for me. I love the Maker, and the Maker loves me. Creation, I see the grandness of your majesty. The universe is singing all your glory. I can't believe you live inside of me. Everything that you have made is beautiful. Oh my God, I can't believe my eyes. But in all of this, to think that you would think of me makes my heart come alive. Your love is like a mighty fire deep inside my bones. I feel like I climb a thousand mountains all at once, and I never have to wonder if somebody cares for me. I love you, Maker, and the Maker loves me. More than just the words upon a page, you show me in a million ways. There is one that stands above them all, hands of creation on a cross. Like a mighty fire deep inside my bones, I feel like I can climb a thousand mountains all at once, and I never have to wonder if somebody cares for me. I love the Maker, and the Maker loves me.
Shadows come. Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is a constant friend is he. His eyes And I know He watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches over me. I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I know He watches. I know He watches me. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Church, I've been blessed with the opportunity to read today's scripture. Today's scripture comes from Psalm 77, verse 14. You can read in your pew Bible on page 526 or follow on the screen behind me. The scripture reads, "You are the God who works wonders. You have displayed your might among the peoples. May God grant us the understanding of this His holy word. Let's apply it to our lives each and every day. Amen."
Good morning. God created galaxies, planets, stars, and He saw it was good. God created oceans, mountains, trees, fields of flowers, and He saw it was good. God created elephants, mountain lions, colorful birds, tens of thousands of different fish, beautiful butterflies, and He saw it was good. God created me, and He saw it was good. Who is the most talented artist you know? Some might say Shakespeare or Michelangelo. Personally, I love Taylor Swift. But what if I told you that you know the best artist personally, and He cares for you? He's the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and the most amazing artist there was, is, and ever will be. When we think of masterpieces, often we don't mention gods, even though we see them everywhere, every day. God doesn't need a paintbrush or a sketchbook, when instead He is the best finger painter and can use us as His canvas. Every thunderstorm, beautiful day, snowy winter evening's part of His grand design. He's responsible for the big blue, the vast Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, the Sahara, Mount Everest, everything from here to there. He's also responsible for the first flower poking through the sidewalk after a long winter, the birds singing their songs early in the morning, the lovely little ladybug sitting across from us at the picnic table. He made everything, big and small, but he loves them all just the same, and they are all beautiful because they are made by God himself. God made us in his own image to live for him when he crafted us with legs, muscles, brains, breath, heart. After seeing the beautiful creations God has made, it's overwhelming to believe that he still loved me enough to create me. Also, I don't always appreciate myself or see the beauty and creativity God used to make me. I'm not always most kind with myself, but I should be. I should be careful of how I talk of someone else's work. I do not think of talking about myself negatively, usually as criticizing God, but honestly, if I didn't, that wouldn't be giving him credit. Without him, I wouldn't have a speech today. This whole speech, it's borrowed. Every piece ever composed, every classic ever written, every catchy song on the radio is possible because of him. All of our creativity is from him, and because of his creativity, we were created. Sometimes I look at myself and I don't feel worthy of the love that Jesus has given me, and I feel as if I cannot be used. God then reminds me that that's not true, and there's no such thing as broken tools to him. We are a poem that breathes, a living masterpiece. Just like Mona Lisa or Starry Night, we are priceless. Even though I am always in wonder of how God, who is so powerful and strong, could love someone like me, I must remember an artist always admires their own work.
Good morning. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. In fact, he is more than good. He is a wonderful, compassionate God whose mercy is everlasting. He can see into your heart and mind and rewards and punishes those who deserve it. But I believe that one of the most amazing things about God is the wonder of his power.
Even with all the grace that God shows us, living in the world that we do today, it can be hard to feel his love. It can be easy to hate, to feel angered or frustrated or upset, to be saddened and outraged by the deaths and sickness and pain felt in our own lives and in the lives of others. With the constant stories in the news of depressing events that happen every day, it's easy to question why. As a result of focusing only on all this negativity, people's faith can begin to suffer. Why go to church? Why read the Bible? Why pray? Our passion for God is lost and we lose sight of a much bigger picture.
I think one of the many misconceptions that atheists have is that if God truly exists, why is there still evil in the world? The answer is simple. God allows free will. And it explains this in Jeremiah 17, verses 9 through 10. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. It's not that God doesn't see or doesn't care. It's the exact opposite. He always is there watching over us. God is amazing and his love endures forever and ever. One of the verses in the Bible that fascinates me is Job 9:10, and it says, "He does things too marvelous to understand." This explains why some people are hesitant to believe in the wonders of God. They don't understand that God has done everything for a specific purpose.
Job was a wealthy man with a large family and plenty of land and livestock. He is described as a blameless man who was always careful to not do evil. One day Satan approaches God and tries to challenge God, saying that Job is only faithful because God has blessed him, and asks permission to test Job's faith. God agrees under the condition that Satan does not take Job's life. Over a period of many years, Job loses his family, livestock, homes, and wealth. He becomes sick and breaks out in painful sores. Job becomes intensely depressed and loses his friendships too. He questions his faith, not out of hate for God, but in seeking understanding for why all these things have happened to him. Eventually, God encounters Job and speaks with him. At the end of it all, Job admits to know the unlimited power of God and the limits of human knowledge, and is restored with twice the blessings he had before. Saul was a persecutor of Christians, and because he felt no need to have faith in Jesus Christ, he wanted to harm those who had faith. It wasn't until after he was blinded in an encounter with the the Holy Spirit, and his physical sight was restored, that his spiritual insight was also restored, and he began to understand the need to have faith in God.
Being a Christian teenager who has a passion for biology is not easy. Biology is the study of life, how it began and how it will end. Many times I would run into a professor that would cover the topics of creation and evolution. They would keep this topic sequestered and isolated to avoid arguments of religious beliefs and values. There are many theories of how the Earth came to be. Some of them you know, like the Big Bang Theory, Charles Darwin's idea of blind, unguided natural forces that have created themselves. And let's not forget Scientology, alien spirits entering humans and living in them. Well, as a Christian in high school who loves biology, you automatically have friends of various beliefs and backgrounds. I have one particular friend who is an atheist. I respect that, but do not wish to convert. Occasionally, we have discussions about how Earth came to be. He and many others believe that the world was already here, or that it created itself. The way I see it, if the world created itself, that means we would have created ourselves, and there's no need for things like gardening because plants could create themselves, or cooking because food could create itself. But God creates everything for a specific purpose, and his powers are too magnificent for our understanding.
Matthew 5:7 reads, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. One of Jesus' apostles questioned how many times they should forgive someone before it's too much. Jesus answered, to forgive 70 times, 7 times. This is not a literal number, but what Jesus is trying to explain that we should forgive each other endlessly, as God has also forgiven us. In order to be more like God, we have to try to build ourselves in his likeness.
God is a very forgiving and compassionate and merciful God. So we have to forgive others and forgive ourselves. There's no need in holding on to negative emotions or feeling grief. Although we are allowed to feel grief, you have to let it go. And if you forgive someone else, imagine how good it feels, because when you hold in all that negative energy, you're hurting yourself. You aren't hurting the other person. So in order to be like God, we have to stay positive and forgive others and forgive ourselves.
It's important to have a relationship with God because there are terrible things that happen in our lives. We don't live in a perfect world. And it's not that we shouldn't feel these emotions, but it's that we need to know that there's always someone that we can rely on to take care of us. Even if you don't have your friends around you or your family, you should know that in any time, at any moment, you can always pray to God and feel some kind of relief and know that you'll be taken care of. Everything is not just about getting stuck in one moment in time, but to know that there's a much bigger picture outside of everything, and that everything that we do with God is always to work towards improving our own lives and improving the lives of others around us. Thank you.
Well, I hope that you've been blessed. I certainly have. You have led us in worship today. Perhaps there's one that has been in that to make a decision about their relationship with God. You certainly witnessed the wonder of the wondrous ability of God. Do amazing things you children and youth. If there's anyone, if you don't know Jesus in the party on these things, if you are without a church room, or if you are looking just for a place to rest, the invitation is to come. Come now and stand and sing. Him, I surrender all.
saw your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. Universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy.
Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth. Early in the morning, I will celebrate the light.